Hi guys, it's Zach. Now it's a busy afternoon at Peace of Heaven, and Justin is hard at work. But I've got this feeling that today isn't just going to be another day at the office for Justin Morrison. Let's check it out, down Gilead Lane.
Hey Justin, did you find those files for me?
Well, I'm working on it now. They're in some folders I haven't been through before.
It's all right. If you run into anything password protected, just let me know.
All right.
Hey Justin, how's it going?
All right.
You did a great job pulling those reports together yesterday. I just wanted you to know. They looked fabulous.
Thanks.
Next time I need a report done, can I seek your expert advice?
Sure, that sounds great.
You're really a big help around here, Justin. I don't know what we did without you. I don't want to remember.
Well, you'll have to remember when I go back to school.
Don't remind me.
Hey now, don't distract my boy here. He's got work to do for me today.
Distract? Justin? I don't think it's possible. He's too good to be distracted.
Well, that's true. I haven't seen him make a misstep yet. Find any files for me yet?
Not yet, but there are a lot of folders to dig through on this hard drive.
All right, but hey, don't get so wrapped up that you're late for the big meeting.
Big meeting?
Didn't you get the email?
Servers have been up and down today. It might not have come through.
Okay. Well, we'll need to make sure the others know. Can you text everyone's cell phones for me?
Sure thing.
So what meeting is this?
Big meeting with Mr. Williams and Mr. Mincer. 4 o'clock.
Where?
It's here, so you should be good, as long as you're still here at 4.
Sure, I'll stick around.
Good. Emma, let's make sure everyone knows.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you
Justin
later.
Morrison. Oh, hey, Tim. Yeah, I'll be home in time to go to WWW. I have to stick around for a meeting, so we can head out after dinner. How's that sound? Good. We'll just need to be back before it gets too dark, but that shouldn't be a big deal. Okay, see you then. Oh, hey. There's some of the files Scott was talking about. Wait a minute. That can't be right. What? No way, but... That's illegal, isn't it?
Hey, Justin. You okay?
What? Oh, yeah, I found some of the files you were looking for.
Excellent. Can you send them over to me? Make sure it's encrypted email?
Sure.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just tired.
Okay, well, hey, get some rest tonight. And thanks, Justin. We'll see you at the meeting.
This is just not cool. What do I do now?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to see you all here. We called this meeting today to make you aware of a situation that might be developing. Nothing major. We don't think it's anything to worry about, but Mike?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's come to our attention that a reporter is launching an investigation into Peace of Heaven. Now, you all know that that's nothing new to us. We've had reporters digging around before, and while we're not concerned about this one. But we do want to reinforce with everyone that only Bill and myself are to talk to the press.
Yeah, that's right. And these days, the media just can't always be trusted, and we need to have our statements very carefully prepared before we speak to them. And that way, we can look ahead and see what we might expect and head it off at the pass.
So please, everyone, if any of you are approached by a journalist or other people digging for information, refer them back to Bill or myself.
That's right, and it goes without saying, all files and conversations that take place here are the property of Peace of Heaven. Now, please don't take anything home that hasn't been authorized, and don't share any information outside of the organization. Any questions?
Yes, what's the name of this journalist and the organization?
Yes, it's the Coleraine Connection, a Janet Gray. Any other questions? No? Okay then. Well, why don't you all take the rest of the afternoon off? Enjoy the beautiful day in Coleraine.
Hey, Justin. I was wondering when you'd get here. It's later than normal.
Yeah, we had a meeting I needed to stick around for.
Hey, that reminds me. You got a phone call today.
I did? Who was it?
Janet Gray.
What? She called me? Not Mom or Dad?
No, she asked for you for sure. What's the big deal? You did used to work for her. Maybe she wants you to come back and work for her again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I probably can help her.
Something wrong?
What? Oh, no. Just work stuff.
You seem a little quiet. You sure you still want to go to WWW?
We're going to Grace's. You could come with us if you wanted.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
No, it's all right. WWW is cool. Tim and I have been waiting to do this for a while. I'll figure out the work stuff later.
Yes.
But we could walk to Grace's with you guys and say hi before we go.
That's cool.
I think Grace would like that.
Just let me change my clothes.
This is pretty gross. Glad I changed out of my work clothes.
It's not usually this muddy.
Muddy? I'd say this goes beyond mud into swamp territory.
Yeah. I think it's the waterline thing that Mom said they broke.
I thought that was way over there. Well, why is it so swampy all the way over here? And still so wet. I thought they fixed it.
I don't know. Ugh, this is really a mess.
Yeah, you could say that.
You okay? Or...
Yeah, I just found out some stuff today at work. It's a mess, too.
Yeah? Well, you want to talk about it?
Nah, I really can't talk about it to anyone.
It's top secret?
Yeah, you could say that, and I don't know what to do next. I know what I could do and what I might be able to do, but what's the right thing to do?
Well, hey, there's WWW! See it?
Oh, yeah, let's hurry up. Walking through this mess in the dark is not going to be fun.
Uh-uh.
So, Grace, have you heard anything more about what's happening with the construction?
Or deconstruction?
Oh, Mike! That's bad, Mike. Worse than normal.
No, I haven't heard anything new.
Hey, Grace, is that the story Bible sitting out? What's it doing off the shelf?
I was cleaning out some things, and I guess I didn't get it put back.
What's this?
This is Grace's special Bible. It's got lots of cool pictures.
It does?
Yeah, check it out. Oh, wait, Grace, is it okay if I show them?
Yes, Hope. Thank you for asking.
See, there's Jonah, and here's Daniel. I asked Grace about him after our movie thing. And here's a blind guy that Jesus healed.
Wait, you're going really fast. Let's go back here.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
What's this picture of? That looks cool.
Well, Hope, you know what you need to do.
I know. Describe it to you. It's a really pretty lady, and it looks like she's living in this huge wall. There's a window cut into the wall and a couple of guys hanging off of a rope outside her window. And there's a red ribbon or something there too. What is that?
You were right, Hope. It is a red ribbon. And you know what? That's a good story.
Tim, this is really cool.
Yeah, I love it.
So you've listened to a lot of these?
No, not even close. There's so many here, I don't know if we'd ever have time.
Yeah, I can see that. How about this one? Have you ever listened to Shadow Agent X?
Well, doesn't sound familiar. What's the cover look like?
Just a shadow of a guy in a hat, really. His tie looks like it's blowing in the breeze, and with the shadow, it makes an X.
Nope, I haven't listened to it. Want to?
What? Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, let me just move some of this stuff and, there.
It was the seedy side of town, and Shadow Agent X was there. It wasn't a place he'd usually be seen, but then again, there was no place he'd not usually be seen. When danger lurks, he's there. When safety needs a doctor, he's the MD. And on this day, at this place, safety was in a coma.
Hey, boyo.
Yeah?
Nice night.
Nice night for a walk. So why don't you take one and make my life a little easier?
I would. Except my feet ain't moving.
Yeah? I can help you with that.
I'm sure you can. But right now, the Flying Eagle has moved across the desert with the camel.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Club Z, it turns out, was a station on the Justice Express.
Welcome to Club Z, Mr. X.
What can I get for you?
A Shirley Temple on the rocks with an extra cherry.
You got it.
And hey, kid, make sure it's got a side of oysters and coffee dipped in chocolate.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
It's been a long time since I've seen your face around here.
Not as long as winter takes to turn into fall.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, but they made me say it.
Figures. I'm glad you're here, though. I've got marching orders for you.
Then let's get to it, M.
That's Agent M to you, X. And first, I got some business.
Why? What are you doing here?
Well, my cousin lives here.
Really? I thought your cousin lived in Hong Kong.
Yes.
And Chile?
Well, there also.
And Amsterdam?
Yep.
You have a big family.
Oh, you have no idea. You should have seen our last family reunion.
No, thank you.
Well, we rented out Melbourne.
Australia?
Yeah, Sydney was booked already.
Wow.
Can we get back to the mission?
Yes.
C sent me a cable.
I don't.
What?
See it.
See what?
See who sent you the cable.
No, agency.
No, the agency sent you a cable. Really?
Stay with me here, boys. I got a cable from sea.
Oh, from a ship? In the ocean?
No, from sea. Never mind. Forget the cable. Your orders are to infiltrate the enemy base just across the border and discover what their plans are. Troop movements, strengths, battle plans. It's all on you.
That's it?
You wanted more?
All right, then. Why? We leave at dawn.
Climbing the rope.
Well, those are two spies.
Spies? There are spies in the Bible?
Yes, there are.
That's cool. Spies.
So what'd they do?
Well, Joshua needed to know about this new land. He wanted to know how strong their army was, so he sent the spies in. He warned them to tell no one who they were, and then he sent them into Jericho.
When we last left X and Y, they were preparing for their mission. Now they've just slid across the border, like butter over a hot grill.
That was easy.
Yes, almost too easy. Like butter over a hot grill.
Can't you just speak English?
I am.
Never mind. What do we do now?
We go see a man about a book. Nice day.
Yeah, it is.
Shouldn't he be speaking German?
He is. So am I.
You are?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
You know that ring that you're wearing?
Yes.
It's not just a gift from the agency. It's a super secret decoder ring. It makes everything sound English.
Well, isn't that handy?
Yes, it is. Do you have any copies of Goethe's Faustus?
Who would like to know?
The shoemaker's wife.
You're the shoemaker's wife?
Yeah, what of it?
Nothing.
Ha, here's your Faustus. Now, it's a nice day for a walk. If you take a left and then go down that street, you'll find what you're looking for.
Thank you.
Jawohl. Now, go.
Well, that was strange.
No, it wasn't. We're being followed.
By the man in the false mustache, glasses, hat, and trench coat?
No, by the man across the street with the scar on his face.
Well, how do you know that?
Because the man in the trench coat and mustache just turned and went the other way with the group of circus clowns.
Oh.
And besides that, the man with the scar?
Yes?
I gave him that scar in Havana. Mission went sour.
Oh. I have a cousin in Havana.
Doesn't surprise me. Listen, kid. We're not just flirting with danger anymore. We're on a 5-course dinner date and she's looking to go steady.
Who?
Danger, kid. Danger!
So, wait a minute, Grace. The spies got caught?
No, they hadn't been caught yet. But the king did know that they were there, and that was a very dangerous place to be.
No kidding. That could be really bad.
So what happened to the spies next, Grace?
Well, they were approached by this woman, but she wasn't just any woman.
It
So where are we going, Hex?
We're gonna follow the bookseller's instructions. He said to turn left through the corridor. Oh, kid! The syrup's about to get stickier.
What's that mean?
We're in even bigger trouble than we thought.
What makes you say that?
See that woman over there? Mm-hmm. The one with the red ribbon in her hair?
Yes?
She's headed our way.
So?
You don't recognize her?
Oh, no! That's the infamous Nazi supporter Hilde Heidenreich! They say that she knows Hitler. He admires her support of the Nazi army.
Oh, yeah. She runs the Deutschland Dance Hall for all the troops. And it'd be hard to find a more faithful German.
Well, what do we do?
Oh, too late to do much now. Here she comes.
Wow. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she sure is easy on the eyes.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Adal.
You need to come with me now.
I don't think so, honey pie. If you think you can pull the wool over my eyes with a little wink and a pretty smile, you've got another thing coming.
Do you know who he is? He's not gonna fall for your games, lady.
I mean it, X. It's urgent. You think I have a pretty smile?
Boss! She knows who you are!
She does now. Thanks, kid. Why don't you just let me handle this?
Okay. I do know who you are, and I know that the ship sails at midnight when the sun is high in the sky.
What? How do you...
Never mind how I know. You're in much danger. You must come with me.
Boss, we can't. I mean...
I don't think we have much of a choice. Why?
So she was the one that caught them? This woman?
No, not exactly.
X, this is the Deutschland Dance Hall.
I know where we are. The sign out front gave it away.
Oh? It wasn't the dancing girls or the million German soldiers?
It does look like we've landed ourselves in the middle of the bee's nest, and we're wearing honey overcoats and galoshes.
What?
Both of you, just let me do all the talking.
Hey, Hilde.
Hello, Field Marshal von Mesmer. How are you this fine day?
Fine, Hilde.
Oh, good.
But lonely. I've been looking for your lovely face in the hopes that it would light up my day, and it has. Would you do me the honor of a dance?
Oh, how you do go on. I'm a little busy right now, but maybe in a little while.
I can see that you're busy.
Yes.
Who are these two? They don't look like your normal dance partners.
Yeah, they are new to town, and I'm going to show them around. You know, be their tour guide. You understand.
There's no one better than Hilde to show you around Berlin.
Yeah.
But you know, she's a much better dancer than tour guide.
Oh.
Trust me.
A flattery will get you far here, Herr von Mesmer. You know that. It works every time. Okay, see you later.
Yes, see you later.
Oh, this is a bad idea. She's the worst person for us to be seen with.
Not much else we can do, kid. We're stuck. Like a bug on a windshield, and the wipers are coming.
Okay, I speak English, and I still don't understand you half the time.
We're in deep, kid, and I don't see any way out.
Now that I understand.
Okay, we only have a few minutes. I must return back out front to dance with Herr von Mesmer.
Listen, doll, I appreciate you helping us out of a tough spot out on the street, but I don't think that us being in your office is the best idea right now. Like a lonely match in a fireworks factory.
What?
It's not good. Even I know that.
But I'm trying to help.
Why?
Yes?
No, I mean, why?
Yeah, I know. Just tell me what to do, boss, and I'm here.
No, I mean, I think we've had this conversation before.
Huh?
We need to get you a new code name.
Wow.
Why are you trying to help us?
Hilde, are you in there? Someone said they saw you come in.
Yes, I'm here. I'll be out in a few minutes.
All right.
You must hurry. Into here.
The closet? I don't
hurry.
Think that's the...
We don't have much time.
Okay.
There's a secret panel in the back.
Come on, Y, let's go.
This closet isn't big enough for the two of us. This is a bad idea.
Muddier than a Mississippi swamp after a downpour.
Yeah.
Get over. You're hogging all the space.
Closer than two bedbugs in Alaska at Christmas?
Well, something like that.
Find the panel. It's in the back. I'll be back to find you as soon as I can. Don't go anywhere else.
This is a really bad idea.
You said that already.
It bears repeating.
Not again. You're taking up all the air. Let me see if I can find this panel.
Did you find it yet?
No, and I'm not gonna find it any faster with you yammering at me. Keep your voice down.
Well, I have to. There's not enough air in here to yell.
Hey, hold on a second. I think I found something.
What?
A ham sandwich.
Really?
No, it's the panel. Come on, there's a crawl space. Well, that was fun.
Glad it's a nice evening. The stars are out and we'll have enough light.
Better keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want anyone to know we're up here.
Why do you think she's got an escape hatch to the roof?
Well, doesn't everyone have an escape route these days?
Well, good point.
Someone's coming. Get ready.
Okay. X, Vi.
Over here, Hildy. Oh,
it's after dark. The curfew's in place now. You'll have to stay.
Stay? We can't stay here.
Keep your voice down.
Sorry.
Why not?
It's not... We shouldn't be here at all.
Listen, I know that my place is full of Germans, and I know what people say about me. But I have to tell you, I want to help you.
What?
Why? You've always been...
I love my country. I love Germany and its people. It's wonderful. I was born here, and I would never do this lightly. But I've seen what Hitler and his army are doing to the Jews, and I don't like it. I want to help.
And that's why you're helping us.
You are Americans. You are fighting against Hitler and are trying to stop him.
But if your government finds out...
I'll die. And so will my family. I know. But this is something I still must do.
Why?
The Jews. They are God's chosen people. Everyone knows this. I went to Sunday school.
You did?
Yes, I know. I know that my life now does not show it, but I did. And I know the stories. Jonah and the whale, Queen Esther, Joshua and Jericho, and Moses. Oh, God brought the plagues down on the Egyptians. Flies and water turned to blood and locusts. And the deaths of all their firstborns. He knocked down the walls of an entire city.
Yes.
What do you think God will do to us for killing his people? I don't wish to find out. It pains me. I know everyone that I love is in danger because of this, but I'm more afraid of God than of anything the German army can do to me.
Wow.
I must do this. I am meant to do this. You are fighting with the Allies, X. I know you are here to find out about the troops and the battle plans. When your people come, will you remember me? Will you tell your people that I have done this for you? Please.
I will see what I can do. Here.
Oh. What do you want with my hair ribbon?
It's really bright red. It gives me an idea. Tie it in your window. I'll tell my people to look for it. We'll see what we can do for you then.
You know, I have a cousin not far from here. He just may be able to help as well.
Oh, thank you, Agent X, Agent Vi.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's all right, Hildy. I think everything's going to be all right. And by the way, the name's Joshua.
Oh, thank you, Joshua. I will never forget you.
Nor I you.
No, brother.
So what happened to her?
Rahab?
Yeah, did they remember her when they knocked down the walls?
Yes, they did. When they entered the city, she had her red string hanging in the window, and she and her whole family were spared.
Whew, that's good. It would have been really bad if they'd forgotten about her.
Yeah, no kidding.
And she was given a place of honor amongst the Hebrews, and she lived with them for the rest of her life.
Now that is really cool.
It is. All because she feared God more than men. She helped his people even though her life was in danger. She could have been like everyone around her, but she stepped out and did something different. and she ended up a very important part of God's story.
That was awesome! I think that was my favorite story ever!
It is pretty awesome indeed. Now, anyone else need some more lemonade?
Yum!
Yeah, yes, please!
Oh man, that was an amazing story!
Yeah, it was really fun, and how they got over the border, and... Yeah, you're right, mm-hmm. That was awesome.
You seem to be in a better mood.
Yeah, I am. I feel a lot better, actually.
You do?
I do. I think that might have helped me with my problem at work.
Really?
Yeah, I know what I need to do now.
Cool! So, wanna play Word Poppers? I'll make the popcorn!
Sure.
Yes!
Just... Give me a couple minutes, okay? I have something to do.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Gray. Yes, it's Justin Morrison. I think... Well, I have something that I need to tell you.
Wow, so Justin did it. He made the call. I'm glad that he was able to learn just how important it is to pursue truth, even if he learned it in a really unusual way. Now, did you make the connection between the story of Rahab from the Bible and the story of Agent X and Agent Y? Just like how Rahab was able to help the spies in the book of Joshua, so Hildy was able to help the agents in our story. Now, it wasn't an easy choice for Rahab or Hildy to go against the trends of their countries, but they both had something deeper that ran through them. They knew what was right, and they went after it. I think that this is what helped Justin to make the call to Janet Gray. He knew that whatever he found on that computer at work was wrong, and he wanted to pursue what was right, even if it meant going against his employers. But what's going to happen next? Will Justin get into trouble, or will everything be okay for him, just like it was for the spies in the story of Rahab? Well, I guess we'll just have to keep listening to find out. Today's episode, Shadow Agent X, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, inviting you back next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.